Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Sunday Messages. Now, today's episode was inspired by the fact that I have had not one, not two, but three clients recently bring me the exact same situation. And after the third one, I was like, okay, it's time to do a podcast episode about this and unpack the details of what happens, why it happens, all that good stuff. I think illustrating this clearly for you will be helpful for your own life. So before I dive into the storytelling, I want to remind you what I say about thought forms and belief systems. Thoughts and beliefs are fungal in nature. And there's a very specific reason why I describe it that way. And I know you've heard me talk about this on the podcast before, but before we go into the stories, I just want you to kind of have that in the back of your mind, that thoughts are fungal. So I'm going to return to this idea later once I tell you the stories. Also, a couple things that are time sensitive that I want to remind you about. Slut Magic is on a special Valentine price right now. It closes on Friday and will not be open again until October. So if you know you've been wanting to take that, if you are interested in learning energetic body modification in the style that I teach it, which is pleasure-based, that is something that I would take a look in the show notes, take a gander, head on over. And just remember, Friday the 23rd is the last day that that is open. So if you want it, get it while it's hot. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait until October to get in again. The second reminder I want to give you is that Graced is coming up on the closing date. So I have a few spots left for that. It will be open until the 29th. So you have until then or when all seats are full, whichever one comes first. So if you want to get into a mastermind space with me, that is the space for you. So let's go ahead and get into the stories. So this first situation was something that I detailed in the boy problems episode, but I want to punctuate it again. So if you want to hear the full question and the full answer, it's the first part of the boy problems episode. But essentially, I was working with a client in November. We were working on her relationship with a specific guy. And in our time working together, we were working on her thoughts and her beliefs and really cleaning up the storytelling, really connecting to the vision that she had for the relationship that she wanted with him, you know, doing all of the things, reorganizing her internal world. And as she was doing that, in a very short amount of time, she started getting really good results. The 3D began to conform to what she wanted. So a little bit of time goes by after we work together, and then she submits the podcast question. And basically it was, I followed your instructions, got really good results. Then I stopped doing what you instructed me to do, and then things started to go sideways in the relationship. So here's the thing with this. I know, and what I desire for you is for you to get to the point where you can shift a little bit more into autopilot. Now, I don't believe that we can fully run on autopilot. Specifically, for those of you who are attracted to manifestation, conscious creation, you know, curating a life that you desire. It's one of those things where paying attention to your inner dialogue, paying attention to your internal states and your emotions is something that you don't want to go unconscious to completely, because you need to keep your finger on the pulse of what you have going on. That way you can shift it quickly. So what I think people are wanting is a more of a maintenance mode. And I talked at length about the maintenance mode, which is just your internal housekeeping. When you're practicing something new, meaning you want to change your reality, you want to change your experience, you want to change your finances, you want to change your love life, you want to change your health, your well-being, whatever, in the early stages, it requires you to be very, 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 very consistent and disciplined so that you build a really sturdy foundation around your new expectations and your new beliefs. But where people run into issues is in the moment that they start seeing improvements, they back off and want to shift into autopilot. You can't do that. Because what's going to happen is whatever you are most practiced at is what you're going to revert back into. So if your new beliefs are not the most practiced, if they are not truly dominant, then you're going to revert back to the old belief system, the old thought forms. And this is the thing that keeps people on the roller coaster of manifestation, which is I'm good for a while. I'm, you know, disciplining my mind. I'm focusing. I get a result and then I lay off. And then the old pattern picks up, the old belief system, the problem that you were trying to eradicate resurfaces. And then you have to go back into focusing. So in order to get off of that roller coaster, you have to be consistent. You cannot lay off. And the reason why I describe thought forms as being fungal or belief systems as being fungal is for this exact reason. It's if you've ever treated anything fungal, you know that one of the most important things that you have to do in order to treat a fungal issue is not stop. Because they will even tell you, after you begin seeing improvements, don't stop treatment. It's not actually gone. It will resurface. And oftentimes it'll kind of come back with a vengeance if you haven't been paying attention, because once you kind of go down the rabbit hole of being intentional with your life and curating your experience and really being deliberate with your thought, you can't unsee it. You can't rewind the clock. And once you start getting results, then you really can't rewind the clock. Because you know you're doing it. You know you're in charge. You know your mind is extremely powerful. And if you back off, the resurfacing of the pattern is a painful experience. It's not even that it's necessarily worse than before. It's that you're more sensitive to what's going on. You have greater awareness of what's going on. You have greater awareness of your personal power. And so, you know, having an old pattern come back up again is really exhausting. And this is where people get frustrated. They get tired. They're like, I'm doing something wrong. They start questioning themselves. No, 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 no. The only problem is that the new belief system isn't truly dominant yet. That's it. So what I notice is that a lot of people want to shift back into their dependency around circumstances. So a lot of people will say that they don't realize they're doing this, but the attitude that most people have is, okay, I want to do money mindset work for a while. I want to get some good results from doing the money mindset work, and then I want to be dependent on my bank account for me to feel good. I want to go into that codependent relationship with my 3D circumstances. And I mean, that's an option, but it doesn't give you very much control. And what I see people, a lot of the time, what they want to do, what the undercurrent of what they're saying is, I want to go unconscious around this topic. I want to go unconscious around this area of my life. I don't want to have to think about this. And I mean, you know, that kind of makes me sad for a lot of people, because being involved in these areas of your life and like having fun sculpting them and creating them is part of the fun. And I know that a lot of people are looking at manifestation as this is going to solve my problems rather than I'm going to make art with this. And that's the part that bums me out, because I personally have more interest in like designing my life, curating my experience, being intentional with the experiences and the people and the relationships and opportunities that I call into my space. Doing this for fun, not engaging in reality creation for the sake of firefighting. Honestly, this gets to be fun. It gets to be enjoyable. Focusing thought and emotion is something that gets to be life-giving. But what I'm finding is this pattern where people are wanting to focus, get results, and then shift back into codependency with their circumstances. And if you're doing that, then you're not going to get to the fun part. So if it's like, okay, I'm going to focus and then I'm going to get lazy until the old pattern or the problem resurfaces that forces me to focus again, then you're not going to get to like the radical expression part. You're not going to get to the fun part where it's like you and God co-creating and making magical things and, you know, focusing thought until it pops into reality. And you get to do that on every single area of your life. And it's something that gets to be so rich and so gratifying and so fulfilling. But you can't stop focusing. Is something that you don't want to stop. If you're genuinely in the camp of like, I want to create my reality, then focusing is something that is forever. There's no stopping this. So you kind of have to pick a camp. Am I going to focus my mind and be intentional, or am I going to go unconscious? Because you really don't get to have it both ways. There are areas of your life where the relationship is something that's forever, like your relationship with your body. And this is something I talk about in Slut Magic all the time, is your relationship with your body is forever. The idea that you will ever get to a point where you feel done with your body when it goes everywhere that you go and it's constantly changing and evolving. There's no completion when it comes to your physical body as long as you're incarnated. It's a permanent relationship. Now, after some time, after you have a really well-established pattern, like you have a very deep groove of expectation and default thought forms that is congruent with what you want, okay? Meaning, if you were to just be kind of on autopilot, like you're not doing anything, you're not doing any deliberate practices, you're not carving out all of this time to focus intentionally, your default thought forms would be good. It would be having an inner conversation that is what you want it to be, where your mind will naturally and organically drift to what you want. That comes from practice. So I know that people want to get to the point where they're there, but that requires a great deal of repetition, so much so to the point where you have now overridden all of the negative patterns in all your history. And so that's the part that takes time, and you do have to stick with it for a while so that the old patterns and old thought forms aren't resurfacing. But repetition is how you get there. And at that point, you won't have to be as diligent with your thinking, but chances are you're still going to have to tend to the relationships that you have with the different areas of your life that are important to you. So the bottom line is, when you are in the early stages of changing a pattern or changing an experience, changing a belief system, you do not have the luxury of slacking off, because your autopilot in the early stages, when that new belief system, that new pattern is not fully established, you're just going to revert back to whatever is dominantly practiced. So you don't have that luxury. And you have to stay consistent. You have to stay disciplined. This is why in the story with that one client, it's like she was getting really good results, but then as soon as she took her foot off the gas pedal, all of these issues started to bubble up because the old thought patterns were more practiced. Now, in my opinion, if you're serious about making a change or you seriously want something, my opinion is you should under no circumstances take your foot off the gas pedal until you have exactly what you want, exactly how you want it. Do not stop until that is your reality. Do not stop until you expect it so wholeheartedly and so completely that you cannot imagine a reality where that would not be normal for you. And of course, you're probably not going to feel that strongly about every single area of your life. There's going to be different levels of dedication that you feel to different areas of life. Some things are going to be really, really, really important where you have a strong desire and you're really committed to making a change. And then there's other areas where you have more wiggle room, there's less momentum, there's less desire, like it's not as potent. So it's not like you need to go ham with every minor detail, but it is worth mentioning that if you have something that there's a strong desire around and you have a lot of negative history, you have a lot of baggage around it or negative expectations, there's a lot of opposing thoughts, those areas in particular, you really, really, really cannot lay off prematurely. You cannot slack off. You cannot go on autopilot. You can't mentally check out. Don't do that. Don't do that. You are delaying your results. The more you kick the can down the road around those topics, the slower they are to change. So this next situation was the second instance that I saw this happen. So I had a follow-up session with an Apex alumni, and this was someone who was in the October-November 2023 round of Apex. And she got insanely good results throughout Apex. It was like she was on cloud nine. She was coming to the calls every week with pages and pages and pages of results. All of these wonderful opportunities were coming in. She was feeling better than ever. And the thing about Apex is it clarifies everything. So when you're going through the protocol, it's like you never have the opportunity to let things fester because you literally cannot numb. And so everything demands your attention in the moment. So for many reasons, it clarifies everything. And this is why it just catapults you into peak performance, because you're at a level of clarification that most people don't experience for very long, if ever, in their entire life. And that is something that you cannot unsee. And this is one of the things that I tell people when I'm taking them through Apex is like, it forever alters your perspective about how you do things and how you see things and what you tolerate moving forward, because it completely shifts your perception of what you're capable of. So going through Apex is a radical shift in perception, because there's no going back. You can't unsee what you're capable of once you go through Apex. So during this session, she described to me that, you know, Apex was radical, got insane results, felt better than ever, and then January was particularly rough, and she knew that it was because she started consuming news. And I mean, that's like mainlining the collective shadow. And I know this sounds dramatic, but I really do mean this. Going from your purest state that you've ever experienced in your entire life, going from peak performance to consuming a concentrated version of the collective shadow that is designed to captivate and paralyze you would devastate anyone. That would devastate anyone's mind. And I know that might sound hyperbolic, but I'm serious. Like, that's a very, very, very intense level of contrast. And so this was the same exact issue where it was like wonderful results and then reverting back into all of the old ways of being are going to essentially just recreate whatever patterns were originally most dominant. And here's the other thing that I notice about this is a lot of the time when you're starting to make really good progress or you get really good results or you're starting to feel more consistent in something, and then you back off and the old pattern resurfaces, a lot of the time you'll perceive the circumstance and situation as being worse because it's all emotionally relative. So if you've been feeling really amazing and then the old pattern comes up again, it perceptually, you experience it as being worse. It's just like if you were to eat ice cream and then immediately eat a grapefruit right after. It's going to amplify the bitterness of the grapefruit because it's relative. So whatever you're exposed to, whatever you've calibrated to, that's the new baseline. So every experience after that is going to be relative to whatever you were practicing. And so that's another thing that can create the manifestation roller coaster where you're getting results and then you think that you're being tested or punished or something has gone wrong or you're confused because it's like you were eating ice cream and then you ate a big old piece of grapefruit with all the pith on it. And so that is what's happening when you go from these really high, I hate saying it this way, but these like high vibrational experiences to engaging with the world in the old way of being, or engaging in the old habits that you used to have, or ruminating on those thought patterns and those stories that used to get you really worked up. It's like they actually taste worse after you've done something that has really enhanced and improved your life. And so not only is it just the pattern is coming back to get your attention that you've gone unconscious around a particular area of life, but it's also relative. It's perceptually relative and emotionally relative. Okay, I have one more story. And this is kind of what pushed me over the edge as far as, okay, it's time to make a podcast about this. I had a client who had some really wonderful results. I've been working with her for a long time, but she had some great results in December. And it was the same exact situation where it was like, okay, I was doing these things and getting really good results. And then I stopped and all of this other bullshit came back up to the surface. And when she brought this to me, there was, I don't know if shame is exactly the right word, but there was like, why am I not getting this? Or why am I not doing this right? There was frustration and like just feeling bad about it. Feeling bad about the fact that the effects were not sustained beyond December. And this reminded me of another thing that I see a lot of people do, which is they'll do something, get results, then they'll back off, the results will stop, and the old pattern will resurface. The same way all three of these stories have shared in common. Then one of the things that can really trip people up is they start looking for, I'm not doing this right. I need a different solution. And that's what keeps people trapped in like, I need a different program, or I need something else, or I need another process, or I need something. And it keeps people in the habit of consuming and not implementing. When in reality, as long as you have something that you will do consistently and that gets you to focus, it will work. As long as you are focusing, it will pop. If you're being consistent with your mental focus, there is no other way but for it to be delivered. It must be reflected. Even if we're talking about your relationship with God or a higher power of your choice, the same rules apply. It's like you still have to choose. You still have to focus. You still have to, you know, give your anxieties over. You still have to turn your burdens over to God. You still have to choose to be in agreement with God. You still have to choose to focus in the direction of God. All of those same rules apply, because engaging in that relationship, interfacing with a higher power, calling on the support of God, allowing yourself to unburden yourself, that is mental focus. That requires mental discipline just as much as anything else. Resisting doubt, not going into the rabbit holes of doubt and different temptations that you're facing emotionally, different negative temptations. I mean, all of that requires mental discipline. So my point is, there's no getting around this. It's like anything that you choose, you've got to be consistent. And anything that you choose, you've got to focus. And no matter what, it's like if you really want to see something change, you have got to be consistent. You cannot revert back. You cannot take your foot off the gas pedal prematurely, especially around those sticky areas that are really important to you. Those are the areas where it's critical for you to exercise mental discipline. So in the same way, coming back to belief systems being fungal, if you had a fungal infection and you went to the doctor, they would say, okay, you need to use this twice a day, do not skip any doses, and do not stop. And even after you start to see improvements, you need to continue using this medication for the time that I have prescribed it. Don't stop before then. That is exactly what doctors say anytime you're dealing with a fungal issue, is it doesn't matter if it's gone away. It doesn't matter if you're not seeing the problem anymore. You need to complete the treatment. And the same thing goes for shifting a belief system and changing an experience in your reality. It's like you can't stop just because you got you alleviated the negative symptoms that you were experiencing before. You have to continue treating it. Do not stop. And to be clear, it's like we all do this sometimes. I've done this. I can recall a situation last year where I did it. It's like I was really consistent, got really good results with something, and then I started to slack off and kind of went back into that ping pong mode where I'm not creating that sustainable change because I was not disciplining myself to do it. So it's like it happens from time to time where we'll fall out of that disciplined focus, but it's like so many people are wanting changes fast, and so many people are wanting improvements, and so many people are wanting to like get to that fun zone of reality creation, and popping through into that area, into that tier of reality creation where you're no longer putting out fires, but you're actually just reaching greater levels of self-expression and like co-creating with God in fun ways that are thrilling to you, that requires you to get over the hurdle of the negative pattern. So it's like, don't beat yourself up if you haven't been ultra disciplined or consistent about something. It's like I mentioned, we fall out of that sometimes on some subjects. It happens. It's all right. It's no big deal. But make an agreement with yourself that if something's important to you, that you're going to commit to it, and you're not going to stop until it is how you want it to be. Because that's what's required on your part. You can't just get squirrely as soon as you see that something hasn't changed yet, or something hasn't happened yet, or you're not sure where the money is going to come from, or when the situation in the relationship's going to improve. Or like, you can't just give in to the 3D temptation. It really demands that you start illustrating a new experience internally first. That must come first. You don't need to go shopping for shiny techniques. You just need to be consistent. As long as you have something that feels good to you and that you can do consistently and commit yourself to, just do it and do it and do it and do it until what you want pops. And then even after that, make sure that you are sustaining your focus even beyond, because remember, once you get results, don't stop. In the same way that you would treat a fungal infection, keep going, keep treating it even beyond that point. Don't take your foot off the gas pedal. Don't go unconscious. Keep going. The more time that you spend quitting, looking for a different strategy, looking for a different problem, hunting for a different solution, pondering what's wrong and why you haven't got it yet. The only reason why you haven't got it yet is because you're not being utterly, completely consistent. That is the only thing. Because there's too much opposing thought that you're allowing to run you during the day. And you're not being consistent and congruent with the story that you desire to tell, that you actually want to bring to life. That's it. It's not that deep. It's not more complicated. Let this be easy. Let it be simple. So persist. Don't take your foot off the gas pedal. Keep going. Be consistent. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And don't forget, if you are wanting to be in my mastermind Graced, we have bi-weekly calls, full Voxer, access to church. There's some other goodies as well. Go check that out. The applications close on the 29th or whenever all the seats are full. So whichever one comes first. And Slut Magic closes on Friday. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. So that is all for now. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope this has been helpful. If you love my podcast, please leave me a glowing review on Spotify and Apple. I love you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.